What was the churn made of? That stone?
Stone churn. We used to make our own, you know, dry your own lard.
Okay. What about a container maybe that you would set on the dining room table with the preserves or something in it, maybe a crystal looking thing, do you?
The relish dish?
Yeah, think about one that would have preserves or maybe honey or molasses or a
syrup pitcher, is that what you're thinking about?
Okay, well, I was wondering about stand. I remember a molasses stand as being something little and set on the table, but nobody else does, I don't think.
Well, we usually call it syrup pitcher.
Okay. Well, did it have a mouth?
Yeah. I have one that my grandmother had that I'm so proud of.
Uh-huh. All right, and what do you use to, so you can pour water into a narrow mouth bottle? And to make the horses go faster, you use a
whip.
And if you buy a fruit, perhaps, at the grocery store, you will put it in a
grocery bag.
Okay, made of
paper.
And what about if you bought a long time ago a large quantity of sugar? It might not have been packaged in a bag, but something bigger.
Sugar sack.
Okay. And what about different kinds of sacks? Now, you talked about the croaker sack that was over the bait bed. Was that the
burlap? It's what it was too.
Right. But generally on the farm they call it a croaker sack.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear it called a tow sack?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, but not generally.
Not too much. No.
Okay. And what do you remember? A word for a certain amount of corn or wheat that might be taken to the mill, the ground?
Bushel.
Okay, but that was an exact quantity. This was just an indefinite amount. Ever heard of a pound of meal? No. They would never say, they'd just say, I'm going to take so many bushels of corn or wheat or something. You don't know.
I can't remember if it is.
When the light burns out in an electric lamp, you say, well, I have to put in a new
bulb.
What kind of bulb?
Electric bulb.
All right, and it is a
switch.
Okay, the bulb is not, it is a light, an electric light
bulb.
Okay. And if you take the washing out to hang it up on the line, you carry it out in a
pail.
Okay, if it has two handles like this, and maybe made of straw or woven something, it might be a
clothes basket.
Okay. What do nails come in? Like a barrel, but smaller.
Keg.
And what goes around the barrel to hold the wood in place? Children used to play rolling them.
Yeah.
Hook. Okay. And what did they put in the top of a bottle so that the liquid wouldn't spill out?
Stopper.
Okay, made of what?
Cork. Cork stopper.
All right. And what about the musical instrument the children play blowing in?
No. Flute. Or harp.
Okay. What about the one that was held between the teeth?
The juice harp, wasn't it?
Okay, I remember a juice harp. What do you drive nails with?
Hammer.
And if you have a wagon with two horses, what's that long piece that goes in between?
Tongue.
And a buggy, one horse with two things on the sides.
Shaft.
Okay. And the outside of a wheel is a?
The rim.
And you said you didn't recall any word for that.
I cannot.
Okay, and the things that go out.
Spoke.
And in the middle
axle.
The axle, isn't that the thing that goes